The father of the Boeing 747 has died. Joe Sutter, the man who connected the world by jet, was the son of a Slovenian immigrant who worked in Seattle's meatpacking industry. Sutter went to Cleveland High School and the University of Washington, and after getting his aeronautics degree, he turned down a better job at Douglas Aircraft in California in favor of a new job at Boeing. KUOW's economy reporter Carolyn Adolph has more of his story. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi.
What was Boeing like in the, this would have been the 60s when Joe Sutter began there?
It was a simpler time. A guy like him could have a big impact really fast, a very creative thinking engineer with a lot of talent that was recognized early. He's the guy that moved the engine from the tail of the airplane to the wings, where they belonged, he said, for which he received a check for $50.
$50, huh?
That's what it was.
The father of the 747, what does that mean?
It means that from 65 on, he was embroiled in the design and he led it. They started out with the idea of basically a double-decker plane, and they simplified it, well, or they eleganted it. They made it into the world's first wide body with the two aisles on the lower floor, and then they created an upper deck that could be, well, you know, anything, really, including a lounge.
So Sutter led the team that created the 747. And what have you heard about what it was like to be on that team?
Well, you know, they call them the Incredibles for good reason. These were not just the people who were working on the design of the aircraft, but they were doing everything else. They were building the infrastructure that the plane needed while the plane was being designed. And everything was a problem. All of the scaling up of the aircraft just created a myriad of engineering problems. And you'd have people working for days on end, and the boss would be like, okay, Sam, go home, have a shower, visit the wife, have a meal, come back in 12 hours. And the guy would just drive around the block, sneak in a back door, and get back to his problem. So people were highly committed, and Barry Ladder was one of them. He told me at first they couldn't even visualize the engines because they didn't have a wall big enough to put the diagram on. They figured it out. Anyway, here he is talking about the impact of the leadership.
Between the leadership we had from Mel Stamper, from Joe Sutter, from people in the engineering business, the leadership that those people and the example that those people set made everybody feel they were incredible. And it didn't matter what kind of an obstacle came at us. I think there was a general feeling that we could overcome anything.
Carolyn, how is the world different because of Joe Sutter?
Joe Sutter's creativity gave the world an airplane that opened up air travel to everyone. A big aircraft that you could fill in New Delhi and fly everybody to London lowered the price of the individual seat. And that's how the world really started to change. People began to be able to travel and to imagine new lives. It simply changed everything. And I'm going to let Barry Ladder tell you more about that.
This airplane opened up commercial aviation for an awful lot of people who, for reasons of airline capacity or reasons of economy, would not travel very far. This airplane made the world a lot smaller and still continues to do that.
And how about our little piece of the world? How is the Puget Sound area different because of Joe Sutter?
Well, in the first place, we got what was for a long time and may still be the world's largest building, which is the great big building in Everett where the 747 and many of the other Boeing planes are built. It also changed the way the world looked at Seattle. In this way, you know, this great glamorous plane touches off a jet setter life and starts a new way of living around the planet. And it originates here. And that just increases the world's curiosity in Seattle.
Carolyn Adolph, KUOW's economy reporter, talking about Joe Sutter, who died on Tuesday. The National Air and Space Museum of the Smithsonian Institution called Joe Sutter the father of the 747. His plane, the biggest plane the world had ever seen, had its first flight over Western Washington on February 9th, 1969. The plane's serial number was 001. And if you'd like to see it today, it's on display at the Museum of Flight.